USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will travel to Texas on Friday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Bidens will land in Houston and have meetings with some local and state officials.
While in Texas, the president will also visit a COVID health center where vaccines are being distributed.
The Lone Star State finally thawing out after being devastated by a historic winter storm and Arctic blast. The United States is seeing a large decline in new COVID-19 cases. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, the United States is seeing a 29% decline in new COVID-19 cases compared to this time last week, the steepest one-week decline the country has seen during the pandemic. New figures out show more than 41 million people have received at least one dose of the vaccine, and only 5%, though, have been fully vaccinated. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time. The NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA and their efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest-rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
For the third time in a week, rockets targeted the U.S. presence in Iraq, with the latest striking the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad.
Ned Price of the State Department said the response will be on the U.S. timetable, using all the tools at a time and place in the future, working with the U.S.-led coalition.
What we will not do is lash out and risk an escalation that plays into the hands of Iran and contributes to their attempts to further destabilize Iraq.
The Shiite military group called the Guardians of Blood Brigade claimed responsibility for one of the rocket attacks last week near the Erbil airport that claimed the life of a civilian contractor. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The Virginia legislature voted to repeal the death penalty, including for inmates currently on death row. Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam says he will sign the bill, which would make Virginia the first southern state to abolish the death penalty. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration is changing our immigration system.
The Biden administration has issued a new set of enforcement guidelines for immigration and customs enforcement. The memo released late last week instructs agents to get pre-approval before arresting some illegal immigrants if they don't fall into three narrow categories. Former acting ICE Director Tom Holman says that policies like that are attempting to tear the agency apart. He tells Fox News that he sees the administration's new policies as trying to stop immigration enforcement.
You can't destroy the agency and move everybody over to one side of the house. You got two different types of law enforcement officers in ICE. You have deportation officers, you have special agents. Deportation officers enforce immigration law. They have Title 8 authority. And special agents, they have Title 8 authority, but they also have Title 19 authority and Title 21 authority by statute that the other officers don't have. So you can't just tear the agency apart because you want to stop immigration enforcement. But that, I think that's your end game, right? So, you know, I've said it many times. They'll never abolish ICE, but they will, you know, they'll cripple them with money and they'll cripple them with policies, and that's what they're doing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Senator Joe Manchin, who represents the pro-life state of West Virginia, is uncertain about President Biden's pick for Secretary of Health and Human Services. A spokesman telling the National Review on Monday that Senator Manchin has not yet decided if he will support former Congressman Javier Becerra's nomination. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.